And joining us now in studio is the man who's in charge of security out there at Prairie Lakes for this event. It's Officer Foster.
All right,
welcome
here we
him
are.
In. Hello, Officer Foster.
Good. It's good to see you guys. I'm Officer Mike Foster, and I'm large, and I'm in charge of security at the 17th Annual April Fool's Open.
Well, it's nice to have security.
Now, I'm going to be out there, and I'm going to be on alert for all kinds and all sorts of any types of manner of tiger-like behavior amongst and among the golfers this year's field, all right?
Tiger-like.
Now, I am putting the golfers on notice, and I'm putting them on blast. I want you to know right now that I will be rooting through everyone's pockets looking for pain pills.
Okay.
Yes, if I find any, you will be tased back into a fetal state. No ifs, ands, or buts, or questions. I don't want anyone thinking they can be high on any substance that will give you any amount of respite from bone-crushing pain. I don't care what you're under. I don't care if you've got a prescription from Dr. Feelgood or Dr. Scholes. I'm telling you right now, I will not tolerate any Eldridge Woods-type behavior on my golf course today.
All right, okay. Fair enough.
All right, so if you have hired a pressure washer truck that you plan to overtake near the golf course, and you've had so much as a Tylenol, I will confiscate your vehicle, and I will make it hard for your children and grandchildren to graduate from college. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
So no painkillers of any kind. No okay. Hydrocodone, hydromorphone, methadone, oxycodone, oxymorphone, Percocets, Percodan, Demerol, Tramadol, Pethidine, morphine, codeine, Vicodin, Norco, or gentle opium tincture. They're all right out.
You got that, Jay? You got that, Daddy?
Yeah, all right.
If you have any one of those, and I will set loose Ranger, my drug-hating German Shepherd, on you, and he will insert his canines into your nutsack, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
And he will not release until I give him a command that's a foreign word that means release the nutsack in another language. All right, now, I want to have a happy, safe April Fool's Open. That's everybody's goal, okay? And
that's
to that
right.
end, and with that in mind, and to that purpose, I will be providing full and complete security at Prairie Lakes Golf Course in Grand Prairie today.
Great. Well, that's good.
Now,
that's
I must inform you that I have been in full and thorough communication with Chief Steve Dye, a very noted former police chief there in Grand Prairie,
yes,
and a very reputable
him.
Figure in the world and field of security and safety, and he assures me that I have complete and total authority to not only have you removed from the golf course, but also revoke your U.S. citizenship.
Wow.
Please, we
Whoa.
Do not want anybody out of order out there. So if you don't want to get deported back into the dark ages, you will comply with my golf instructions, golfers.
This is just for the golfers?
That's for the golfers.
The
now,
gallery?
For the P1s, the gallery, I have some rules and regulations for you too. There are a few things I want you to be aware of. There will be no nudity on my golf course.
Fair okay. enough. Yep.
All right. If I so much as see a glimpse of your mushroom head, I will pepper spray you and your entire family. And if I have to track down your spouse to pepper spray them at their place of work, I will do so.
Wow.
Even if they're not there,
I have
would you do that?
I have a database of everyone's spouse's current employment, complete with addresses and GPS coordinates. No nudity.
Man.
You can tell I'm serious about it. Let's move on.
That's weird.
So unnecessary.
All right. I want to say very clearly, no visible male members hanging out, no female memories flopping all over God's creation. And if I see so much as a camel toe through Lululemon tights, I will wrestle you to the ground and throw you into the back of a decommissioned squad car that I bought at police auction at a reasonable price.
Wow.
Also, when it comes to drinking, I do not mind a little consumption of an adult beverage. I have even done that from time to time myself
okay,
on
good.
A weekend. Maybe one weekend a year I will choose to let myself go and have half a beer. But now, today, if you plan on going out there and you plan on getting drunk and you cannot pass my fairway sobriety test, you will spend time in prison doing a mandatory 5-year sentence of hard labor, making license plates and busting rocks. And prison, I assure you, is not the place you want to be.
Yeah.
You will lose two things in prison, your dignity and your backside virginity.
Oh, that sounds really hard.
And if you have never lost your backside virginity, you are in for a rude awakening. And it will be an awakening, because cellmates usually wake you up in the morning with their forcible honeymoon-like behavior.
Oh,
all right,
Officer
so drink
Foster.
Responsibly, whether it be a beer, a spirit, a lager, a cider, a Merlot, or a Cabernet, you need to drink responsibly. I don't care what it is, as long as you do it with with pride of ownership of a citizenship that you have here in America.
You're so threatening.
You can come out there with a mason jar of cherry wine, palm wine, elderberry wine, bathtub gin, moonshine, but drink it responsibly. All right? Let's go out there, and we'll have a safe, happy April Fool's Open. I'll see you out there. Right. You'll be at gunpoint.
Whoa,
see you out there.
There goes Officer Foster.
Wow. He is hardcore.
Now I'm afraid.
Yeah, you should be.